Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alan Levy. Welcome to my show, the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm joined today with Hillary.
Hello.
Hi, Hillary.
How are you, Alan?
How are you? Oh, boy. Well, it is a technology company, and sometimes things happen. And something did happen around 1:45 Eastern Time. We are on air now live. If you can join me, I appreciate that. And we're hoping that Matt Mulledweg calls in. We were planning to get him on the show today. And Matt, if you are listening, you can call into the show at 347-677-0649. It's 347-677-0649. Apparently, we were notified by our network company that a router went out in their facility around 1:45 Eastern Time. Which was, right, Hillary? Not the best
timing. Perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing. Anyway, so that's what we had to deal with, and we were able to get the show up here. So, again, we're hoping that Matt does call in, and we want to talk about his past and what's going on at Automatic and all the interesting things going on over there. Again, the number here on our show live is 347-677-0649. So, how are you today? Good?
Oh, I'm good. And yes, I'm very interested in Matt because he seems like such a passionate and motivated young guy who's already accomplished so much. And just from reading his blogs and reading about him, you kind of get that vibe that he is just really into what he does. And I think that that's great for, you know, a business person to be so passionate about their work. And WordPress is definitely one of the most innovative, you know, blogging softwares that is out there, and it really has enabled a lot of people to get their messages out there and their stories out there, and I think that's something that he should be very proud of, and I'm just in awe that he's been able to accomplish so much, and he's still so young, and, you know, it's just really great.
Yes, it's pretty amazing, actually. I met Matt at Blog World Expo, which just occurred out in Vegas, and we were there and met Hillary, and we had a bunch of people at Blog Talk Radio at Blog World Expo, and it was a terrific show. We really enjoyed it. We met tons of great people at the show, and you know, I had met Matt walking around the booth. He was sitting actually at the Sphere booth, and noticed him and said hello to him. And, you know, we met so many amazing people at the show. I was very happy about it. We broadcast live from the event. We were doing special interviews throughout the event at our booth at Blog World Expo. And one of the interesting people that we met was Eric Olson. I had never met him, the founder and publisher of Blog Critics.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to talk to him?
Briefly, when he came over to our booth for an interview, that was the cool thing about the event, is that people with their booths close by, we really had an opportunity to chat with them and check out what they were doing and kind of give each other ideas and feedback, and he was one of those who was very excited about his site, and I think it's a really cool site, so I'm glad we got to meet him there and see what is going to go on with Blog Critics and Blog Talk Radio coming up.
Right, so I met, he's known Sean Daly, he's our host production coordinator. He does a show on Blog Talk Radio. He's most famous for The Jericho Show, where he helped the network and actually the show itself, Jericho, get back on air by asking for nuts to be sent to CBS Studios because they were nuts for canceling the show Jericho. And as the story goes, the show was brought back. It's pretty unbelievable, actually.
Yes, he was very famous there. He was a celebrity. Everyone came up and said, "The Nuts Guy! The Nuts Guy!" And he said, "You know, when I die, they're going to write the Nuts Guy on my grave and make my headstone in the shape of a peanut because that's my legacy." I said, "You know, it's a cool thing. It's a really cool movement. It's not a bad thing to be known for, you know?"
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was transforming. Sean just IM'd me. He's actually at the media center, and I'm hoping he can call in because he had an email exchange with a noted anchor, a reporter from a major TV show, TV news channel. So I'm hoping that Sean could call in. If he does, we'll definitely pick him up and hear about it. If not, I'm going to tell everybody about what happened with Sean. But it's just amazing the people that he's met. And, of course, one of these was Eric Olson.
Mm-hmm.
And he met Eric before he had joined Blog Talk Radio. And actually Sean says he is calling in. So let's see if pick him up off the switchboard. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course I can hear you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm in the media center at the Cox Pavilion in Las Vegas for the debate, and I just got in. They had to search me for everything, so I guess they realize I'm not packing heat now.
Well, first of all, introduce yourself to the audience.
Well, I'm Sean Daly. I work for Blog Talk Radio in content distribution and pretty much host content. I help the hosts with the topics for their shows, and it's really important to get the Blog Talk Radio on. I'm in the second row of the media center. I'm in front of Fox News and some of the others, so I'm in the second row, so that's very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So Sean is at the media center, and why don't you tell our audience, who invited you into the media center to be a participant, and what are you doing there? First of all, what is the event you're at?
I'm at the Las Vegas Democratic debate for president. All the candidates are here, and I'm looking to interview all of them. And I had to communicate with someone from CNN. I haven't been able to get a hold of him, see if it's okay to talk about it publicly yet. So I'm waiting. He knew me from the from the Jericho campaign, and I guess that's all I needed to get credentials. I guess.
I think you don't think you can mention his name?
I don't know.
I've been mentioning it all day today.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's my name, and it's Wolf Blitzer.
Okay.
So could you please explain how you met Wolf Blitzer? I mean, I wake up. It was yesterday. I didn't go through all my email. I look at my emails. I get tons of them, and I see an email from Sean forwarded with the title called Press Credentials, and I see an email from Wolf Blitzer to Sean. Inviting you to be participating in this CNN debate as part of press. Is that what happened?
It was very nice, very honored. I was rather late putting in a request for media because I've been, you know, we've been at Blog World, and I had to go down for a surgery yesterday and everything else. But and then I sent an email, and lo and behold, they let me come into this event. So I'm honored to be here.
All right, so if I can, I'd like to just read what he wrote to you, which I thought was pretty incredible. So the email's from Wolf Blitzer, and it says, Sean, don't know much about Blog Talk Radio aside from that you're there now, but I do know that you saved Jericho, and for that alone, you are hereby credentialed, not to mention several people on my crew are familiar with your work. You can come to the practice gym of the Cox Pavilion tomorrow after 9 a.m. to pick up your credential. Your reputation precedes you. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I mean, that's exciting. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's very nice of him. Very nice of him. And I am hoping to go outside. They're going to clear the room at 12 for the Secret Service to come in and do a sweep. And I was hoping to go outside and do some interviews with some of the people outside. I bumped into John Dean, and I bumped into him at the Take Back America conference. So he said I can talk to him and several other people. So
when do you think you'll be? And these, of course, these interviews will be conducted live, right, on Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely, on the late live at the event host page, blogtalkradio.com/late, which is live at the event. The initials, but
I see. Okay.
Hopefully throughout the day, and then I'll be going into the spin room after the debate. And hopefully I'll get some live interviews there as well. So. Yes, I got full credentials to go anywhere I wanted, basically, except for the debate where the debate's being held. I can't go in that room, but that's all right.
Well, how big of a room is the debate? The debate room.
Debate's in the Cox Pavilion, which is an arena. Holds maybe 15,000. They expect it to be packed, and they want. There's so many tables. I mean, if they let all the media in, I'm looking at 8 tables of media here. The lady said there's like something like 2,000 media credentials that have been approved. So
what's the format of this debate?
Apparently, Wolf Blitzer is going to ask questions, and he's also going to take brief questions from the audience as well. And I believe the Las Vegas media is going to be allowed to have at them. A little bit over. We have a nuke dump issue that's going on here in Las Vegas, and other issues. And
what is that last one?
Oh, the nuke dump. Yucca Mountain is the government is building a depository where they want to dump all the nuclear waste from across the country here in Nevada, about 200 miles away from Las Vegas. And so the politicians here are fighting with it, and they expect that to be a hot topic. So,
well, of course, you live in Las Vegas, so I don't think you want nuclear waste.
Actually, I kind of do because
you kind of do.
Well,
explain that, please.
I come at it realistically that the government already owns 86% of the land here in Nevada, so it's their land, and if they're going to send it here, I think they should make it worth Nevada's wild by maybe cutting our income tax, federal taxes, or cutting something to make it worth the state's wild to take the nuke dump.
I see.
So I come at it that way. They already own the land. I mean, I really don't think these other states are going to allow these trains to be trucking through their towns with nuke waste in them to come to Nevada to dump it in the mountain. I don't think so. Anyway.
That's incredible. So what else is going on over there in Vegas?
They're going to have a media luncheon. Catering is going to be set up, I think, in a little while, I believe, right? Yeah, I'm talking to the guy behind me. Milholland, nice to meet you. And they're going to have a little catering thing set up. And then at noon, they're going to kick us out to sweep the place for terrorists. and other than that, I imagine I'll be here all day because they pretty much say once you get a parking spot, you better not leave because you'll lose the spot.
Right. Now, let's say you wanted to interview one of the candidates. I mean, how do you do? Do you have to be part of an overall interview, or in the spin room, you'll have opportunities to ask questions at that time?
Yeah, in the spin room, I'll be able to do that. I brought the portable studio, but there's been a little mix-up between CNN and the UNLV here. I don't see a phone hookup, but I have my cell phone, and plus that's pretty big. I won't be able to move around with that in the spin room, so it's good I'll have my cell phone. I can dial in, and that's the great thing about Blog Talk Radio, Alan, is you can dial in. I could do the interviews over the cell phone, on the fly.
Right. Well, maybe we'll get someone to manage the switchboard so you can take calls during it as well.
Yeah. I'm hoping somebody else that does a show on Blog Talk Radio will show up here and help me. His name is Mark. He does somewhere in Vegas. He works for Fox 5, so I'm hoping he'll show up. He might be able to help me get some interviews. And, yeah. Who's on the line? I'm sorry.
It's Hillary.
Oh, Hillary. Long time no see. How are
you, dear? Yeah. I'm so excited for you, Sean. I really think that this is great because these debates are a big deal right now, and Blog Talk Radio as a political discussion tool, I think, is one of the most exciting uses of the election coming up. So I'm really excited that you're there to kind of extend that conversation and enable the discussions to continue after the debates, which, we've had shows after the debates before, but now you're actually there. So it's pretty exciting that you'll get to talk to different people that are there and everything.
Yeah, I'm checking all the tables, and I don't see anything from an internet radio or podcasting, so I might be the only one here. So next to me is a couple local stations, and I don't see anybody else the internet radio, so that's good. It's nice to see.
You cornered the market, Sean.
Yeah.
I
had to take the bus to get here because I'm still not. Oh, I'm sorry, Alan, go ahead.
I was IMing with Lisa, and she suggested that I ask you about the Arizona journalism professor, Anne.
Oh, no, the Nevada journalism professor.
Okay, the Nevada journalism professor.
Yeah.
What's that story?
Well, I was supposed to help teach the class on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday, but to do this debate, they're all over the campus, so she asked me to come in on Monday or Tuesday to help teach the class about Blog Talk Radio. They're a journalism class, and they want to... They blog, and also they want to have audio blogs. And of course, we bumped into them at the booth, and Hillary did a good sales pitch.
Lisa and I cornered her because we love the idea to use Blog Talk Radio for education, and this is the perfect opportunity to kind of sell her on that. And she's teaching them new media, so they have to have a blog and keep it up and do various components. And she said, I've been trying to get them to do a podcasting component, but it's just too difficult with all the different equipment, and they can't seem to do it. And I said, listen, this is the perfect thing for you. You won't even believe it. You know, I just said, this is exactly what you're looking for. And so Sean was there, and so we said, Sean can come to your class and teach everyone how to do it. And so I'm glad you're still going there next week, Sean. That should be really fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. Hopefully I'll see her somewhere here today. You know, it's understandable they're very busy because the school wants to put the best face on this as possible. So hoping to see them. But who knows? Yeah, right.
Well, let me mention a couple of things. So here we are today, and Sean is. How do we refer? Is it Sean Dale? Do you go by Sean O'Mac or what? What is the proper persona?
I go by both, Alan, as long as you don't call me late for dinner.
Okay. Well, Sean, you know, we had scheduled.
Thank you.
CNN's
giving me a free lunch, Alan. I'll have to leave you.
Okay.
Oh, the Nevada Democratic Party. Excuse me. I hope it's good then. Thank you. That's nice. Thank you.
So, Sean, you got to go? That's fine. We'll catch you. So let us know when you're going to be doing some of the cool interviews later.
I will.
You're on the homepage anyway, but we'd like to hear the details of your interviewing so we can update the archives and people can find them.
Excellent. Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it.
If it gets closer to 12, they'll empty the room out, but after that, we should be fine.
Okay, and say hello to Wolf for me. All right, have a good day.
Bye, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Bye-bye. Once again, we're here at the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. Hilary Lee Wong is my co-host. We were scheduled to speak to Matt Mullenweg, who's with Automattic and the founding developer of WordPress. Unfortunately, he has not called in. There's not much we can do when the guest does not call in. We had a prepared list of questions for him, and he requested that, and we obliged to that request. So.
He might still come in. You never know.
You never know.
We're hoping he will.
We're hoping you will. So the call-in number for Matt is 347-677-0649. Everybody who's listening to this broadcast now, and we may have some new listeners, the way Blog Talk Radio works is it's a dial-in platform where people, the host and their guests or listeners can interact in a live manner. And this conversation is an archive. And this archive will be held at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy and is also available on iTunes, on the Alan Levy Show, and wherever else you won't elect to pick it up via RSS. So Sean is a connector guy, and he's done a great job with us. He was a host on Blog Talk Radio before he joined back in June. And he was doing terrific shows, and I said, why not? I approached him and said, why not join here? I mean, we're building this platform, and we need people with experience, and you seem to love the platform, so how about it? So he's been great, huh?
Mm-hmm. He has, and I think that this is a good opportunity for us. He can be there on the scene, and especially what luck that the Democratic debates are taking place in Las Vegas. You know, it's nice that we have kind of our man on the ground there who can go cover this stuff. And Sean has a really great way with people. I mean, you see him interview such a variety of people, and he really can. He's a really great listener, and he can get the things out of them he wants to get. And I don't know, I think Sean has a lot of talent in that area, so I'm glad that he's there representing us tonight.
Yeah, no question. So this format of the show, the my show, I wanted to bring back. I had not been doing the show on a regular basis. You know, I love it, and it's one of the reasons I created Blog Talk Radio. I love the format. I love interacting with people and getting on and talking. And so we always get requests now for people that are interested in participating in this platform and joining Blog Talk Radio. And I love it. So we have some interesting guests lined up. We have Doug Christie. Doug and his wife, what's his wife's name? Is
Jackie.
Jackie. So Doug and Jackie Christie are doing a show now on Blog Talk Radio. Doug and Jackie will be a guest on my show on, when is it, next week?
Next week, Yeah, next, I believe it's next Wednesday.
Right.
Or Tuesday, I'm not sure. I think it's scheduled on the host channel.
Yeah, excellent. Also, if you look at our homepage today, you'll see that we've got interesting content over there as well. Ben Stein is on, he's on Spouse Buzz Radio.
Yeah, he's going to be on in about 10 minutes over there, so if any of you want to hear about Ben Stein or even talk to Ben Stein, you can go check out Spouse Buzz as well.
Yes,
and
Ben,
that's a cool thing. I'm excited about him. He's great.
Yeah, so we recently put up a tab on Navbar called Best of BTR. And Best of BTR is a listing of all the top shows we've done on Blog Talk Radio, which is pretty amazing in terms of the content that's come into the network. Now, these are people that are not getting paid. They are amateurs. And the people that – I'm just going to read a few names. You can go there by going to blogtalkradio.com/bestofBTR. Entertainers, we've had Oliver Stone, Jennifer Hudson. Brian De Palma was on last week. John Badham was on the week before. In fact, Brian De Palma was on the night before his new movie was released. What's the name of the movie, Hill?
Redacted.
Redacted.
It's very controversial, so we love controversy because then more people will listen.
Exactly. Well, we understand that O'Reilly was all over this thing, and so we sent the show page to O'Reilly. And we were hoping he'd kind of pick it up and rip us to shreds, because that would have been fun.
Yeah, exactly. That would have been fun. And we even interviewed Mary Catherine Hamm, the gal who was on O'Reilly that same evening, and she was on Ed's show when we were at Blog World. So
yeah.
I'm sure they were talking about that. So, you know, half of our platform is interviewing De Palma. The other half is talking about they shouldn't be interviewing De Palma, but we like the debates. We like to foster, you know, discussion on these issues because...
Exactly. We're a balanced platform. So speaking of balance, I mean, politically, we've got a real balanced platform as well. We have, Ed Morrissey, this is the other thing, was amazing. Speaking of CNN, Ed Morrissey is our political director. He is a blogger, a popular blogger at captainsquartersblog.com. And Ed was on CNN the other day, which was just incredible. They called us up. CNN called us up and said they want Ed Morrissey. We reached out to him. Ed was able to do a bit. He's in Minnesota. And he was on the Richard Sanchez show discussing Hillary. And, you know, as the person who created this company, I can't tell you how excited I was. And I have it recorded on my TiVo, where approximately 6 minutes after 8, I'm watching Richard Sanchez after the commercial, and he's doing the intro about Hillary, and he says, joining me here, popular blogger and radio show host from Blog Talk Radio, is Ed Morrissey. And here it is, Ed Morrissey's screen, you know, is on the screen, and underneath is Blog Talk Radio. It's just, this platform did not exist a year ago. And now we have our journalists, our editors, our, I don't know if we can use the word journalists here. I mean, we're
Oh, yeah, we can use the word journalist.
Okay, why not? It's my
show.
I can do
we
whatever.
Journal things as they happen. We're audio journaling them. So.
Right, right. So that was real exciting. So that I just wanted to let everybody know about that. Again, we're hoping that Matt Mullenweg would call in. He has not yet, but he can. Hey, Matt, if you're listening, or if somebody knows Matt, it's 347-677-0649. That's the show name. There's a few other things that I wanted to mention that's going on with Blog Talk Radio in terms of our participation or where Blog Talk Radio sits in the social networking space. I mean, one of the things that's, you know, I wanted to mention today, if we had some time, and obviously we do have a little time, is we have built in the last year a media company, really an interesting network. And the fact is, I mean, as I cited all these notable guests that we've had, which, again, can be found on our homepage, the amazing thing about it is just the sheer numbers of shows that we've done and produced in this last year. And we're about 35,000. Today, if you look on our homepage, you'll see there's about 260 live shows that are going on, covering, of course, any topic. So Blog Talk Radio is building a community, but what really Blog Talk Radio is about, and I see this happening now, and now with the Blog Critics deal and other conversations we're having, is Blog Talk Radio can complement and will be complementing large social networks. You know, we provide a service. We redefine how podcasting's done by using a phone. And so I'm real excited by that. And you know, I guess, Hillary, you're seeing some positive feedback, too, from you know, the people requesting to be on the home page. What's that like for you?
Oh, my goodness. It's an experience. You know, I consider myself pretty lucky because the hosts share a lot of their exciting news with me really early on. I get to see them grow, develop, and get bigger and get more recognition on different blogs and sites and in newspapers. And so it's exciting for me to see them grow. I feel like, you know, I'm kind of their teacher, even though I didn't really teach them, but I'm proud of them. So that's what it's like for me. I enjoy hearing from hosts, and please email us at hostpr@blogtalkradio.com if you have a guest coming up that you'd like us to consider for featuring, and as much notice as you can give us is great, because then we can try to accommodate as many people as possible. And, you know, people are really excited about the homepage and about being featured, and people have asked me, can you keep this up for a month? And I said, well, I don't know about that, but we can feature archives. So, you know, there's lots of different things we can offer. So I like all the requests because it gives me a chance to try to help people who are asking for more promotion and support. So
right, and it's not just the famous guests that get on. I mean, we do profile them in the boxes, the four boxes. You know, if you have a show that's just interesting and informative, you know, we'll put it on the homepage and we'll promote it. We're constantly looking to change around that page and bring all kinds of new people on. So, you know, we've been pleased with that. The other show that's going on now, of course, is The Fly Lady. And I'd like to talk a little about The Fly Lady. Marla, her sister is quite ill now. Last night she went into the hospital and she was in intensive care. Our prayers are with her. From what I knew earlier this morning, she was stable. But some routine procedure in a hospital went poorly, and she's in a terrible state. You know, if you want to go get sick, just go into the hospital.
Apparently.
That's not
good.
No, it's not. But anyway, so Fly Lady, I met with her out in L.A. last week, and I had a meeting with Marla and the leaders of Yahoo Groups, which is a really incredible and a very impressive platform. I'd like to talk a little about that. And I had never met Marla. I had spoken to her on the phone. She's my new chat buddy. We chat, you know, I found someone who's actually have more energy than I do, which is probably hard to believe for you, Hillary.
Yeah, no, I believe it. I'm trying to build up my stamina to compete with you, but, you know, I have a little more training to do.
It is not even the coffee, actually, which is amazing. She is just a huge amount of energy, and, you know, so I met her out there in L.A., and two things were going on which are real exciting. One is that she met with Mark Wahlberg Productions, which is TV producers, and they're talking about a TV show for Fly Lady,
mm-hmm.
which is really amazing. I mean, if you think about it, she's a little background on Fly Lady, and her show's going on now, of course, on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern. Fly Lady has 460,000 Yahoo Groups members. She started it on December 10th, 1999, with one person who wanted some information on how to get the clutter out of her home. And she knew a lot about that, and she was an author, and I don't know if she actually started writing a book at that time, but she's had three bestsellers, Amazon bestsellers, actually. She was at the top, she was number two on Amazon's list, and Dr. Mehmet Oz was number one on the list, and he actually was on Blog Talk Radio a couple of weeks ago, which was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So she started with one Yahoo group member, and she's taken it now to 460,000 Yahoo groups.
It really is a phenomenon. It's amazing.
It is. And she talks about, you know, her last book was called Body Clutter, and all kinds of things. And, you know, it's amazing that the Fly Lady is so popular. I mean, she gets on her shows with Blog Talk Radio about 2,000 live listeners per show and maybe 20,000 downloads?
Yeah, it varies, but she's had as high as, you know, 30,000.
As high as 30,000. And this is a, you know, that's media. That's regular media consumption.
Yes, and what I love is someone asked me the other day, well, how many people listening or calling on the line can you handle? You know, I think that we had too many, and I said, well, let me put it in perspective. You know, if they have many thousands of people on the line, I mean, I remember, you know, everyone saying that with Jennifer Hudson, there were so many people on hold. At the same time, I said, you know, I wouldn't worry about maxing out the system here.
Right.
You know?
Most people aren't going to bust the system. Jennifer Hudson, as you talk about Jennifer Hudson, she was on the network in March, and she had about 2,000 live listeners. But before the show started, she had 150 people queuing up to speak to her.
Yeah.
Before the show started, and you know that's in what happens with Blog Talk Radio. While we have six people available on the switchboard, there's 150 people that were listening to her while they were waiting to be queued up, and she just took phone calls for an hour and a half, which is amazing. But anyway, back to Yahoo Groups. So I went to, met Marla, went to, spend time with her, and then I met the folks at Yahoo Groups. And I have to say, they're rolling out a new beta of Yahoo Groups. I didn't realize that there were 9 million Yahoo Groups, and there's
wow.
109 million Yahoo Group members. It's an enormous community.
Yes.
I mean, have you been on Yahoo Groups?
I have. I belong to ours, of course, and a couple others. And it is a nice kind of community place where you can share information, you know, in terms of, like, schedules or just common information that it's like a meeting place almost. And I think that, yes, our tool is perfect for that because it can unite that community in real time, you know, actually audio communication no matter where you are in the world. So I think it's a great complement to that community they've already built.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's one of the things that appealed to Marla about her show on Blog Talk Radio is that, you know, she can just spend time not just communicating via email and chat with her, she calls them her fly babies, but she gets on the phone and she answers calls and questions, takes calls and answers questions for the whole length of the show. But I think there's a diamond in the rough in that Yahoo Groups. You know, everyone talks about Facebook, of course, MySpace, and when you talk about social communities, and they're not talking about Yahoo Groups. And, you know, I think it's admittedly, the leadership of Yahoo Groups has admitted that it's been a few years since they've worked on the UI and the functionality, but what's coming what I've seen in terms of the new beta, and they've released it to some of their hosts. I'm sorry, not hosts, but Yahoo leading moderators. It's really powerful. There's a lot of great functionality in that, and I think they're focusing on opening this thing up, and that's important. That's what's happened with Facebook and which catapulted their growth.
Yes, and speaking of Facebook, I should mention that we have now different Blog Talk Radio Facebook groups by genre, which is really cool because it will enable more postings, more links, more news, and, you know, more highly specified interest groups to join those groups. So we have, you know, Blog Talk Radio Women, Blog Talk Radio Health, Blog Talk Radio Politics, as well as our general Blog Talk Radio group that's been going strong for a while now. You know, people post bulletins up there about their upcoming shows. So that's what I think is really cool is that we do have a Yahoo group that's very active. We have a Facebook group that's very active. We have a MySpace group that's very active. So there's a lot of different outlets for talking about your upcoming shows, and we're really everywhere. So I recommend that people join those Blog Talk Radio Facebook groups because then you can meet some other people with similar interests as you. Get to know them a little better.
Yeah,
all
no
of the
question.
Above.
We're going to be spending a lot more time in terms of distributing our content. And Lisa Padilla, VP of Marketing, has been focused on this. Now that the site is up, the new site launch is up, we're excited by, you know, the possibilities of Facebook. We are building an API, which we're designing now. We have been approved to be part of Open Social, which is exciting. That's the Google platform, and working with some of the largest partners in the world. And it's, MySpace is actually participating in Open Social.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be working on that. Again, I think Blog Talk Radio's platform is just unique in that we allow people to interact live, and you know, of course, live has its own challenges, which we've seen today, where sometimes routers don't work as they're supposed to. But we generally believe that live conversations are more engaging, and people will listen to them more. And that's certainly not the way traditional podcasting is done.
Mm-hmm.
So what other activities are going on here at Blog Talk Radio? What are some of the cool shows that you have coming up?
Oh,
Dick
there's,
Butkus,
so, much,
I saw.
There's
who,
so much stuff who, coming up.
Dick Butkus, the football
yeah,
player.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd that happen?
Any number of things happens on this network at any given time. It's amazing. I check my email, and I hear about all these great people that are coming up. But he's on a show called the Sports Insider Show, and that's hosted by a host named Robert Brewer, who's actually had on a few NFL legends. You know, I really should figure out how he has the connections with all these people, but he keeps on delivering great football heroes and Hall of Famers and to talk about all these things. So Dick Butkus is actually going to be on with his son, and they're going to be talking about steroid use and in the communities. Yeah, so that'll be really cool. I think that's a great thing about Blog Talk Radio is these people that come back from the past, you know, all these sports heroes and entertainment people and singers that are really kind of legends and classics, and it's great to be able to ask them those questions that you know, now that they're a little more accessible, you know, ask them questions or just kind of walk down memory lane with these people. So that's a cool show, actually. Everyone should check that out, Sports Insider Show. It's on the homepage right now.
Cool. Definitely can check it out. And to that end, talking about kind of old-timers, and I do consider myself an old-timer. You're not, certainly, Hillary, at your age. You know, it's cool. Anyway, we had Barry Bostwick on our show, and Barry was the part of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Is that right?
Yes.
And I called in on the show when Barry Bostwick was on, and I had told him, growing up in Long Island, in Uniondale, every Friday night in 1977, and of course I'm dating myself, but anyway, graduating high school in that year, we would go to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show in Uniondale. And I didn't dress up in the garb because a lot of people did that. But, of course, Rocky Horror was a huge cult. But this is really where it started, in you know, downtown in the Village and in New York City and in Long Island at the Uniondale Theater. And he knew exactly what I was talking about when I called in, so it was really a riot to be able to talk to
him. Yeah, that's a great example of that, actually. But he's, I mean, that's an icon. That's a pop culture icon right there, you know. So it's great to interface with those people. And we actually do have a lot of musical kind of shows coming up, Broadway shows. There's a new one that just started called 42nd and Sunset, I believe. And they're going to be talking to a lot of Broadway stars and singers and dancers and kind of covering the whole musical theater scene. Which,
oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And I think that's kind of springing off of some of the good guests we've had, Broadway people like Shoshana Bean from Wicked and Daphne Rubin Vega from Rent, so probably caught on because they posted it and they have a pretty big audience, and then some more Broadway shows are trickling in. So you'll see that effect. It's kind of like aftershocks that come in. So I'm excited about that show.
Well, there's a show, actually there's a new show called Xanadu. It's on Broadway. And if speak to these people about it, because I know the producer of Xanadu.
Oh, great.
I'm friendly with her father, one of the producers. The last name is Smith, and love to make the introduction, and we can get them on, and probably the cast of Xanadu would come on a Blog Talk Radio show.
Yeah, that's a great idea. As you were saying that, I was thinking of, I recently heard someone else who knew the producer of a Broadway show that just mentioned it to me the other day, so I should look into that as well.
Right. And so what we talked about, Ben Stein, we talked about Dick Butkus. What else we've got? Ben Stein is on now, and I'm sure it's a great show. couple of other shows coming up. We've got the Chef's Line show, which is real, one of the top group of chefs, and they've been doing shows now. And how's that show been going?
That show's been going well. Jen Beiser is the CEO of Chef's Line. That's kind of a cool thing because we had an idea, I remember, long ago, you know, back in March or April, to work with kind of cooking shows and cooking websites because we thought that the audio component would be great if you're trying to make something in your own kitchen. And their whole thing is that they have a hotline of chefs that you can call to ask questions if you're making something or to ask for tips. And so it works perfectly with us. So she comes on once a week and does a show about they either pick a dish they're going to cook. I think today's show is a Thanksgiving special, so they're going to probably talk about dishes you can make for Thanksgiving. And I think it's been really well received in her community. She has, you know, the player on the site, and she encourages her people to come listen. And that's a good show because, you know, you can listen live, call in and ask her a question, or you can listen to the archive and still make the recipe, you know, another time. So
she's doing the show while she's cooking?
I don't know if she's actually cooking at the time.
I think she
might just be telling other people how to do it. I think it might be like on cooking shows where they already have the stuff prepared and they kind of go through the motions. But her site is cool, too. So there's a lot of chefs affiliated with that group.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she has guest chefs come on and do their kind of specialties and teach their area of expertise.
Yeah, it's interesting. When they first approached us on Blog Talk Radio about doing the show here, we was like, of course, come on. And I said, well, what do you want to do with it? Do you want to – well, they want to do a show at 5 p.m. and when people are getting ready to cook on the East Coast. I said, are you going to do a show – are you going to do a show while you're cooking? And they said, yeah. You know, so I guess they have the whole – you know, of course you need your hands to cook, and this does require a phone. That is going to be kind of interesting.
You can be on speakerphone.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of interesting. So
don't get your oils and flour on the keyboard.
Oh yeah, exactly right. So we have, I mean, just almost something for everyone here. It's an amazing amount of content on the network, and each day we're getting more and more inquiries about Blog Talk Radio. People are kind of checking it out, and they're like, "Huh, what is this? You know, all I need is a phone." Lisa pointed out to me that we could talk a little about have you seen the Fox Sports Bloggers guys come back? Have they done any shows lately?
I think they might be on a brief hiatus, but yeah, I talked to Frank a little while ago, and I think he's taking a hiatus, but he'll be back. They have to rev up for each new sports season because they have a different batch of bloggers that specializes in either football or basketball, so they got to switch gears a little bit.
Right, we have actually a bunch of sports shows. Well, I did meet with the folks out at Fox Sports. Lisa introduced me to them, and they're interested in doing some things at Blog Talk Radio, so that's exciting. One of the sports shows that are interesting is the Paul Greco is doing the winter meetings. Has he told you about that?
Mm-mm.
Right, so the winter meetings are going on, and they're going to be doing live broadcasts from the winter meetings about what's going on in terms of trades, the hot stove leagues. So that's kind of neat. So we'll look out for that. Anyway, just a bundle of joy.
Yes, I wanted to a bundle of joy.
On the network.
I wanted to mention one more thing
that
looking at the homepage reminded me was Tiana Small's show. She's the Gawker advice columnist. So if you read Gawker.com, if you like kind of Manhattan media gossip and everything, it's one of the biggest blogs.
Who does not like Manhattan media gossip?
I don't even live in Manhattan, and I love it. I can't get enough. No, they're kind of really, really smart, snarky commentary about pop cultural things and media. So if you're interested in media at all or pop culture, you know, and you don't read Gawker, G-A-W-K-E-R, and they're part of the Gawker Media Group, which has a bunch of different blogs with different specialties, different regions, and it's a great, great blog. And so Tiana Smalls, I was following her from the beginning when she first appeared on Gawker, but she had a little advice booth in Brooklyn, you know, like Lucy from Snoopy has, you know, 5 cents advice. And someone from Gawker was down there with the video camera, and they video blogged it. And then they said, you know, we like her so much, we want to bring her on as our advice columnist. And so she has her blog, and she wrote a book, and now she has a show with us. And her show is really funny. I was in the chat room listening last time, and she's one of those highly motivated people, and she's her own brand. So by the end of the show, she was saying, watch out for the Tiana magazine, the Tiana television show, the Tiana roller coaster.
She's going to create an industry.
Yes, and that's exactly the kind of person that we like, who's highly motivated and
when is her show? When is her next show?
Her show is on today. Mm-hmm. It's on the homepage right now, and it starts at 6 Pacific, so 9 Eastern tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Going to check that out. We'd love to talk to the Gawker people about Blog Talk Radio. Maybe we can get Gawker Radio going. I mean, they don't have anything like that.
No, they don't.
Have you spoken to her about it?
I have spoken to her. She's kind of an elusive character. You know, she's on the scene when she wants to be, and when she doesn't want to be,
you can't
get to her.
That's okay.
But no, she's great. They blog about her all the time, and they link to her blog, which has our player and our button
there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a button on Gawker Media,
it's on her blog.
On her blog.
That they link to, yeah. But they write about her all the time because, you know, she takes advice inquiries from people on Gawker, and they post her responses. It's kind of like a Dear Abby, but it's Ask Tiana. So that's a fun show.
That is a lot of fun. let's just kind of wrap up. We have a couple of segments we can talk about. We're doing a show on on Tuesday, which is at 3 p.m. Eastern. Eric Olson, who's from blogcritics.org, will be on Blog Talk Radio on my show.
Mm-hmm.
Blog Critics and Blog Talk Radio are partnering up on a channel called the Blog Critics Radio Channel, which we're going to announce on Tuesday. We're preparing the releases now. We're really excited by this. And Eric has so much enthusiasm. I met him for the first time in Blog World Expo. And he had known Sean for a long time. Actually, he's known Sean before Sean was at Blog Talk Radio. He was on Sean's radio show in Vegas.
Oh, great. Yeah, Sean mentioned that he knew him for a while.
So, yeah, so he's been following us since we started, and now he sees how it's evolved. And he's so excited. He emailed me today. We kind of talked about how it's going to be set up. We're going to have its own channel on Blog Talk Radio. It's 2,900 writers who are part of the Blog Critics family. But he's already spoken to a bunch of them, and they're all gearing up for their own show names. They're going to create separate pages, separate profiles for each of the authors or journalists.
Mm, perfect.
It's an online magazine. The content is great. So we're really excited by that, and they're excited by it. So, you know, we're going to get some terrific content flowing through the network and all kinds of interviews and things. Again, it's the type of platform that he can offer to his publisher or his writers or journalists by the hundreds or thousands, as opposed to your traditional podcast, which, of course, they did try, and it was just not easy to do. So Eric will be here on Tuesday, 3 p.m., next Tuesday, to talk about it. That's on November 20th. And as I discussed earlier, Doug and Jackie Christie. On Wednesday at 3 p.m. Doug is a former NBA player. He's former, right? He's not playing.
He's former, yeah.
Yeah. He was on the Sacramento Kings for a number of years. I mean, he, you know, really was very successful in that, and they have lots of interesting things going on. Doug,
yeah, they have a foundation, and she has, I think it's a clothing brand, but their foundation work, I think, is pretty cool, so hopefully they'll talk about that with us.
Yes, for sure. So we have that show set up at 45 minutes, but if you wouldn't mind, make it an hour. I think
sure.
We're going to need it. We'll take some calls because they were doing shows and they were taking a bunch of calls. So anyway, listen to you, to the audience. I apologize for today. Matt was scheduled to be on Blog Talk Radio. We confirmed with him. We took the time to give him some questions, but unfortunately he did not pick up the phone and call in. And
I'm still hoping that his assistant will finagle another call out of him. Maybe he'll surprise us when we're talking to the Christies.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Who knows? But, yes, we'll see if we can reschedule him. But it was still a good chance to check in about all the great things that are going on right now on Blog Talk Radio. And
definitely. And
communicate
for us
to our listeners.
And for us to kick off the show.
Yes, it's our new show.
Yes, it's going to be fun. It's really
same name,
fun.
New sound.
And if anybody, I don't know if anyone's listening at this point in time of the show, but if those that are listening would be like to be on my show with Hillary and I, You can send an email to hostpr@blogtalkradio.com. We are going to fill up the schedule, I'm sure, with some interesting people. I want to have some of our existing hosts. I want to have new people that come on that want to be introduced to Blog Talk Radio, or just interesting people, period. So feel free to do that. And again, until the next show, which will be on Tuesday, it's Alan Levy here, Blog Talk Radio with Hillary. Thanks, Hill.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay, have a good day, guys.
Bye.
Bye.